Good evening and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center. We start a doubleheader tonight of volleyball action with JV play with the Little Falls Flyers in town to face the Pioneers. Good evening, everybody. We're set to go. The JV2 match played an extra set tonight, so a normal 5:45 start gets pushed back to 6 o'clock. And here we go, everybody, with tonight's action to start things off. Little Falls in black, Piers in black. As Jamie Strohmeyer, the coach of the Pioneer JV, and the first serve of the night in JV volleyball will come from left-hander Addison Bonesack, and we're underway. A near ace, but Alyssa Sedlowski gets to it, and now here comes a Little Falls tip at the net, and it's in by Claire Van Rissingham. 1-0. Pioneers trail here early. As back to serve again will be Addison Bonesack. Left-hander, and Bonesack delivers to Sedlowski, ahead to Lindsay Strohmeyer, and that is hit over by the Pioneers' middle hitter, Jaden Dorn. Final match. There you go. Here is a pass over by Van Rissingham, Dorn, and over by Kalia Olish. Now Little Falls will set up. Right side attack off the block and down. That is Claire Van Rissingham. And it is a 3-0 start. And a serve for Bonesack again. This is Sydney Suska, the libero, looking for Elena Rushlow. And it's blocked up front by Van Rissingham. And Little Falls out with the early lead here. And it's all been serving from Bonesack. Suska digs to Strohmeyer, and here's Olish down the side. Good dig by Mara Vandenhubel. Now it's ahead to Lindsay Strohmeyer. She pushes it back. Played by Malia Nolan. Suska down on the floor to play it. And now Sedlowski back row to the libero, Paige Zare. Pass over, and that is Alyssa Sedlowski for Strohmeyer, and Kalia Olish goes back row, back to the libero, and four hits for the Flyers, and that'll put the Pioneers on the scoreboard, 3-1. And our first serve for the Pioneers tonight will come from Kalia Olish. And Kalia, good serve, and in the middle, that is Sophia Sinclair. And at the net, free ball, one and into the net. Dorn could not get to it. Sinclair was there. And it's 4-1 Little Falls, opening set. It is senior night for the varsity. Talk to JV Coe. There's a service error by Little Falls' Jana Middendorf. And it is a 4-2 lead now as Elena Rushlow will serve. Left to right for Elena. Good serve. And Middendorf, and now the libero Zare not able to get it over as that ball kept drifting backwards instead of towards the net. And the Pioneers have cut it to 4-3 now. Dorn, Sedlowski, Strohmeyer, Olish, Suska, and Rushlow up front. Here's Dorn going back line. Jaden Dorn finds an opening in the back row, and it's a 4-4 first set score. Another serve for Rushlow. Just over. Good first low trajectory. Hard serve. Passed over now by Janaea Saldana. In the middle, here's Dorn winding up, and she locates the corner. Back-to-back kills for Jaden Dorn. And the Pioneers have their first lead at 5-4. Another serve for Elena. Good serve. Played up to the middle by Bonesack. Over. Rushlow got to it. Suska pops up and sends it over. Now Little Falls will set in the middle. Sinclair off the block. Sophia Sinclair puts it home to tie it up at 5-5 right in the middle on the Pioneer logo. And now Lizelle Schlangen will check in. And that is a serve to Suska. And pushed deep by Strohmeyer, played by the Flyers, over to Schlangen. Kalia Olish Here comes Strohmeyer, tip back up front. Still alive, though, for Sedlowski. Back row and into the student section. And that'll be a point for the Pioneers, 6-5. Give Alyssa the point. In now for Coach Strohmeyer comes Maddie Gafke. And Dorn will serve at 6-5. Jaden Dorn to the corner for Zier. Right side, Doug, and off of Dorn. That'll be a kill for Little Falls as Claire Van Rissingham. 6-6 into the Flyer lineup, Emma Gertz. And the libero, Sydney Suska, checks back onto the court. Serving for Little Falls, Emma Gertz. 6-6 score. Played by Alyssa Sedlowski to Olish. And it's a little miscommunication. Olish at the last moment kind of made eye contact with Sydney and wondering if Sydney was going to take it. And it ended up being a point for Little Falls off that misplay. Another serve now for Gertz at 7-6. Short serve, and Strohmeyer could not get to it, and it's an 8-6 lead on a service winner for Little Falls. 8-6 lead for the Flyers here in first set of JV action. And this is played by Alyssa Sedlowski to Gafke and freeballed over by Olish. Now Little Falls will set up middle hit, and that was delivered by Schlangen. Played Sedlowski with a big hit. Schlangen down on the floor, but into the scorer's table. Pioneers get the point at 8-7. And now it is Lindsay Strohmeyer to serve. Lindsay goes back row to Middendorf. Up to the middle, left-handed attack, kept alive by Strohmeyer, punched up in the air by Rushlow, and a fingertip pass over by Sedlowski. In the middle, Suska on a dig. Strohmeyer passes deep. Now in the middle for Gertz, and sent long off the left side, hit by Little Falls' Janaea Saldana. 8-8. Pioneers back-to-back points to tie things up. And it's a Lindsay Strohmeyer serve. Lindsay. Good serve, and it's long. Last-second decision by Paige Zaire, pulling those hands back, and it whistles right over her right shoulder for a service error, and it's 9-8 Flyers. Malia Nolan in to serve. She'll replace Saldana. Just over and an ace. Good location there by Malia Nolan. And the Flyers are back up by 2, 10-8. Nolan serving again. To the middle to Suska. Ahead to Strohmeyer. Gafke in the middle sends it long. 11-8 Little Falls. And Coach Strohmeyer wanted a tip, didn't get the call. Point will stay and the serve will stay with Nolan and the Flyers. 11-8 Little Falls. And that goes to Sydney Suska. Ahead to Lindsay Strohmeyer. She pushes it deep. Paige Zaire got to it. Pass to the net up front and Bonesack over to Rushlow. Here comes Sedlowski from the attack line and she got it. Alyssa Sedlowski drills it down the sideline right in front of the student section. And it's an 11-9 score. And now it's Alyssa's turn to serve. Alyssa Sedlowski down two. Middle back to Zaire. Chased down over on the sideline by Gertz and over by Schlangen. Here's Olish blocked. Kalia sends it right back to Paige Zaire. Left side pass tipped over by Jana Middendorf. Now Lindsay wants Rushlow, and that one is off the net, and it knocks the left side antenna totally off and to the floor. They'll have to reapply the Velcro strap. So we'll take our first break tonight as Little Falls up 12-9.
Here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. All of us at Sunrise Egg hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy during these crazy times of farm field work and school starting back up. We currently have $2 off per bag on Tuffy's dog and cat food and up to $5 per bag off Amp Max milk replacer. Please keep us in mind for all your agriculture and household needs. Sunrise Egg is also looking for a full-time person to help in our feed mill in Buckman. A Class A license is a plus, but not required. Contact Jason and Buckman if you are interested. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com or like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, back to action here as the left side antenna is back in place, and both teams have earned a point during that break. Kalia Olish with a kill, and then the Flyers get a kill. So it's 12-10, 13-10 Little Falls here in the first set. Best of three. And the serve coming for the Flyers' Addison Bonesack. It comes to Alyssa Sedlovsky. Lindsay Strohmeyer feeds Rushlow. She goes back row to Nolan. Up ahead to Middendorf, and she gets it to go. 14-10 Flyers. Jana Middendorf putting it down. Now to serve for Little Falls. The top of their rotation, Addison Bonesack. Left-hander started with a strong service run of three straight points. Ahead to Strohmeyer. In the middle, Dorn. Back to Paige Zare. Push left side, and we get a lift. I think the first one of those we've had tonight, and we're now 25 points into the first set. Last night in Osakis, there was all kinds of that call made. Here is a Kalia Olish low serve into the net. 15-11 Flyers first set here on the final night of the regular season, final night of the season for the JV squads as postseason begins next week for the varsity. Here is Suska from the back row sending a free ball deep up ahead to Bonesack. And it's in by Little Falls' Lizelle Schlangen. 16-11 Flyers. Here's Middendorf to serve again. Jana Middendorf. Good serve to Sydney Suska. First pass to Olish, left side. Lindsay Strohmeyer rips it home from the left side. Lindsay got that one lined up and delivered. And it's 16-12. And now to serve is Rushlow. Elena, low back-to-back service errors for the Pioneers. Giving away a couple of points there with the service game. So it's 17-12, and Paige Zare, the libero, to serve. She punches it deep and high to Sydney Suska. Ahead to Olish, right side, Dorn off the net and over. Up ahead now to Bonesack. Passed over by the Flyers' Van Rissingham. Left side, Sedlovsky, that was tipped, I believe. No, was not. I thought I saw a change of the flight path, but it might have hit the net rather than the block. So it went long, and it's 18-12 Flyers, another serve for Paige Zare. Wearing a neon yellow libero jersey. Sydney Suska's in the white libero jersey. Jaden Dorn flips it over. Little Falls able to cover Van Rissingham. Over to Rushlow. Now Olish for Strohmeyer on the right side. Back row dig by Zare to keep it alive, and they get a lift. I believe they're going to get Lizelle Schlangen up front. And so it's 18-13, and this is Jaden Dorn serving. Junior, and Dorn got that one just inside the back line. Played over by Middendorf. Back to Dorn. Ahead, Olish. Free ball at the net. Flyers hammer it home up front. And that was Claire Van Rissingham with a freebie. And it's 19-13. Now in for Little Falls. Emma Gertz to serve with Van Rissingham. Headed to the Flyer bench down to our right here. Gertz, Emma Gertz to Rushlow. Strohmeyer got it. Right side. And right down the right sideline for Lindsay Strohmeyer. 19-14 score. Now it's Lindsay's turn to serve. Handed the volleyball. Here's the whistle. And now Lindsay will fire it. Good serve to Paige Zare in the middle back. Up ahead from the left side. Suska able to get it. Nice play by Sid. Gafke with a left-handed tip, not elevating enough into the net. And it's a 20-14 Flyer lead in the first set of our JV match tonight. Here's Malia Nolan checking in, replacing Jania Saldana. Nolan to serve at 20-14. To Sedlovsky, Alyssa's pass to Strohmeyer. In the middle, Gafke over to Zare. played ahead to their setter, and now free balled across to Lindsey Strohmeyer. Olish in the middle for Gafke on a tip. Played by the Flyers, Gertz. Pass deep again. Sedlowski down to the floor, but cannot get it to a teammate. Good effort. But the Flyers win the point and are now up by 7 and a Pioneer timeout. Flyers 21, Piers 14 in the first set of the JV match.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Morgan Polkamp, member of the Piers tennis team. All fall sports are in full swing. Piers is very proud and fortunate to have these activities that provide such great entertainment. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. There are still many home events left this fall, so come out and support all our activities as we strive to reach our goals. Thank you to our sponsors who make this broadcast possible and who took out ads in our fall and winter booklets. Also, thanks to everyone who makes the Piers community a great place to live. Go Pioneers!
All right, back to action. The serve just underway for the Flyers, and the Pioneers will free ball it across from Rushlow. Up ahead for Gertz, right side, and that is blocked by, no, off Gafke's block. Credit Addison Bonesack with the kill, and the Flyers are closing in on the set, 22-14. Here's Nolan to serve again. Good hard serve. Rushlow to the net. Free ball is kept alive by Strohmeyer, but then pushed wide by Kalia Olish. Right up in the middle was Schlangen. She just flicked those fingertips straight down, and somehow Lindsay got underneath that one to keep it alive, and Kalia's path went wide. It's 23-14. Tough play to the net, and it's a set point for Little Falls. That back row pass went right to the bottom of the net. And Little Falls has extended their lead to 10. They can close out this set with a point. Nolan will keep it alive for Piers with a service error into the net. 24-15. And Alyssa Sedlowski will serve. Here's Alyssa. Back row. Nolan ahead to Gertz. And from the stands, good effort by Bonesack, but it's a point for the Pioneers to make it 24-16. Another serve for Alyssa Sedlowski. Middle back to Paige Zaire. Ahead to Gertz in the middle. And that ball is going to go long off the middle hit attempt from Lizelle Schlangen of the Flyers. And it's a 24-17 Little Falls. No, what do we got? We've got a net violation on a late whistle. And that makes it a 25-16 win for the Flyers. So Little Falls takes the first set, 25-16, with set two right around the corner on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics in Little Falls. I'm inviting you to stop in and see all that we have to offer in store. We carry a full line of GE appliances and even have select models in stock and ready to go. If it's a new TV you're after, we have LG and Samsung TVs in stock and also offer professional delivery and installation. Our shelves are packed with all of the cables, hookups, and parts that you might need for your DIY electronic and audio projects. Swing in and visit us at Design Electronics today for appliances, TVs, and electronics, and we'll show you the design difference.
You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpiers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayer Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
All right, heading to set two here in the JV match. Coach Strohmeyer brings in another unit of players here to start this set, starting with the server, Jenna Hoheisel, to serve. Also out there for the Pioneers, Addie LeBlanc. Here's Hoheisel ahead to Alyssa Palu. And Michaela Smoothie's hit is long. Also is Reagan Wincher out there. And Sydney Siska remains the libero. So it's Wincher, Palu, LeBlanc, Smoothie, Hoheisel, and Siska. In the middle, tipped across by Reagan Wincher. Right side, a nice pass across with the right hand by Gertz. Smoothie attack from the left side is low and in the net. 2-0 start for the Flyers. They won the opener 25-16. And they serve right to left again. Punched over by Jana Middendorf. Right side for Michaela Smoothie, and that's a winner off of Addison Bonesack. Smoothie puts the Pioneers on the scoreboard at 2-1. And now it is Michaela Smoothie serving. Good topspin serve played by Saldana. And we have a lift called. 2-2, the Pioneers even things up here in the second. And now Michaela Smoothie will serve for a second set lead. Here's Michaela. Low and almost in, and it will drop. Initial play made by the libero Page there, but nobody home to take the pass as it sailed out of bounds. 3-2, Pioneers in front. Smoothie again to Zaire. Good first pass to Bonesack in the middle. Dug back row by Siska off the Schlangen hit. And now it's tipped over by the Pioneers. Addie LeBlanc played by Smoothie. In the middle for Hoheisel, and that got the back line a point for Addie LeBlanc. 4-2. And now it's Smoothie again serving. Paul and Amber Sakala over there selling split the pot tickets. Good dig by Paige there up in the middle. Free ball to cross by the Flyers. That's Sophia Sinclair. And tapped across by the Pioneers, Reagan Wincher. Right side hit is over to Siska. Ahead to Hoheisel, and Alyssa Palu will get the point. Alyssa, the left-hander, snuck it inside the antenna and down the sideline. Nobody there for the Flyers. It's another serve coming for Michaela Smoothie. 5-2 lead now. Low and hit the net and rolled over, still alive though, and that's going to be sent over to Smoothie, and the chase is on, and Sydney got a piece of it, but nothing she could do. So that ends the Smoothie service run at 5-3, and Paige Zaire, the Flyer libero, will serve. And she angles a serve to Siska. And Sid's pass goes up, and an attempt by Jenna Hoheisel to tip it across, but that was a tough play for Jenna. The pass a little too high for her, so it's 5-4. Zaire again. Back to Sydney Siska. This time Jenna Hoheisel gets a pass over, and that's Wincher sending it over. to Zaire. And now from the left side, Saldana. Cross to Siska. Nobody there for the Pioneers. A couple of girls got caught looking, so Flyers have evened it at five. Paige Zier serving, sophomore, to LeBlanc. She's going to get it back and look for the back line. Zier punches it, keeps it alive. What a play by the Flyer libero. Free ball to the net, played by Hoheisel. Knocked across by Palu. And now it's Van Rissingham. Over to Smooty, right side, Hoheisel, and Jenna's going to call for the lift. 6-5 Flyers. And the service coming again for Paige Zier. Over, and Smooty drops down to a knee to get it. Good pass from Jenna Hoheisel. Now the defense sets up in the middle. Tipped over the block by Schlangen. Here comes LeBlanc, kept alive by Zier. Back for Bonesack, and free ball to cross, and found a spot. Just over the shoulder, Claire Van Rissingham with her back to the net. Got it to drop, and it's a 7-5 Little Falls lead. Zier again, and that's going to be Smooty sending it right back and tapped over to Palu at the net. Hammered down by Schlangen, right in the middle of the net. 8-5. 5-0 run for Little Falls here in the second set of the JV match. Zaire to Smooty. Michaela's pass finds Hoheisel and then sent across by Regan Wincher. In the middle, Schlangen tips. Smooty saves. In the middle, back to Hoheisel. And Palu has blocked. Still alive. Alyssa gets it again. And now LeBlanc cannot get it over. Addie LeBlanc hits it just a little bit too low. And the Flyers now are up 9-5. Another serve for Paige Zier. To the sideline to LeBlanc. Pass to Hoheisel. Back to Addie. Blocked back, and that's an ace block by Claire Van Rissingham. Over in front of the tower official. And the run continues. 10-5 Flyers. Siska in the middle back. Ahead to Hoheisel. And now Wincher. Almost down, but Zier got to it. Still alive and over to Smooty. Smooty to Hoheisel in the middle, and Jenna's called for that lift again. 11-5, and a timeout for Coach Strohmeyer. Flyers 11, Pioneers 5 in the second set of the JV match.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Welcome back to the JV match. Piers Little Falls. Flyer scoring run finally stopped on a service error. Now the Pioneers trail 12-6 in the second set. They are down a set. Michaela Smooty ahead to Jenna Hoheisel. Palu gets it over, played over to Bonesack. And that'll be four hits on Little Falls. 12-7, Little Falls with the lead. And to serve goes Reagan Wincher. The freshman, Reagan Wincher, just over. Good serve. And now the Flyers are in scramble mode, and they won't get it over. It all started with the low trajectory serve right over the net. Don't know if it's going to hit that net and change course or if you have to play it true. And just that little moment hesitation in defense, and again a good hard serve by Reagan. This time played better by the Flyers, and they will free ball it over with Schlangen. And now in the middle, here's Jaden Dorn sending it over to Paige Zier to Bonesack. And from the right side, a big hit delivered by Little Falls' Claire Van Rissingham. A no-doubter for Claire. She'll come out now, replaced by Emma Gertz. 13-8 Flyers lead, and it is a service for Emma Gertz of Little Falls. And LeBlanc able to play it off to Palu, and Dorn over, played by Middendorf. And now from the right side, Saldana to LeBlanc, back to the Flyers. In the middle, there's a set and hit across by Bonesack, played nicely by Suska. Dorn again, tipped back to Jaden. Palu looks for the back row. Zier was there. In the middle, tipped across by the Flyers, and in the net was Dorn. And that'll go to Lizelle Schlangen. It's a 14-8 Flyer advantage. Good LeBlanc got the serve to Palu, and Dorn on a free ball to Zier. Tip deep to Suska. Ahead to Hoheisel. Tip back by the Flyers up front. Bonesack, 15-8. Addison Bonesack able to put it down from the right side. Another serve for Little Falls. Gertz, Suska ahead. Hoheisel wants Palu. Palu back to the libero. And the pass comes forward to Saldana. Sydney Suska plays it. In the middle, Jaden Dorn long. That time, Paige Zier let it sail over her left shoulder. And it went long. And it's a 16-8 Little Falls lead in the second set. And this is Emma Gertz serving once again. Gertz. That was Michaela Smoody to Hoheisel, and LeBlanc hits it low and in the net. 17-8 Flyers. Another serve for Emma Gertz. That is Adeline LeBlanc to Hoheisel, and Palu sends it deep back to the Flyers there. And now big hit from the right side by Bonesack. Winding up with that left arm and drilling it. And now we'll get a change for Coach Strohmeyer. Jolene Wire will come in for LeBlanc. Wire for LeBlanc, Cousins. And the serve continues for Little Falls' Gertz. And Jolene has the serve come right to her. She plays it back for Smoody. And her pass goes into the net. Tough chance there. And the Flyers are pulling away now, 19-8. And the service coming for Smoody. Ahead to Hoheisel in the middle. Dorn hits low, 20-8. Emma Gertz at a 20-8 serve. And that's Michaela Smoody unable to handle the serve, sending it low off the bottom of the net. 21-8 Flyers. Emma Gertz again. And that was Smoody firing the serve right back to Zier in the middle for Gertz. Right side hit, got over and off Palu and down. Credit Jania Saldana for the kill, 22-8. And another serve for Gertz. Emma Gertz played there by Wire to Palu. And free balled over by Jolene. Up ahead now to Gertz in the middle. Hit over to Sydney Suska. Hoheisel for Dorn in the middle. Dug nicely there by Gertz. Zier, and the hit from the right side from Bonesack is off the antenna. That's a violation. And now Alyssa Palu will check out. And we'll get Destiny Pekarski in to serve. Pekarski in to serve at 22-9 Little Falls. Here's Destiny. Ace right off the bench. How about that for Destiny Pekarski? 22-10. Only one freshman on the JV. That's Reagan Wincher. Rest are sophomores and juniors. Up and across, played to Jolene Wire. Now Pekarski back to Wire. Jolene's hit goes low, and Little Falls takes a 23-10 lead. And serving for the Flyers is Saldana. 2 points from a second set win. 1 point from a second set win. That's an ace. 24-10, Little Falls. And looking to serve out the set will be Janaea Saldana. Over to Dorn. Free ball at the net. Smooty able to punch it up in the air to keep it alive. Hoheisel and over to Pekarski. Now Little Falls sets. Right side for Middendorf, played by Suska. Here comes a swing, and that was Wire. Zier sends it back to Sydney. And here is Wincher, Hoheisel into the net, and that's the set. Jenna hits it low, so Little Falls takes the second set, 25-10, and they're up two sets.
Are you looking for a unique volunteer opportunity? Did you know Big Brothers Big Sisters has a school-based program in Pierce? Right now, we are in need of high school Big Brothers and adult Bigs for our Pierce program. You'll be paired with an elementary student and will meet with them at their school for about 30 minutes a week. Matches spend their time together talking, playing games, doing arts and crafts, or playing sports. It's a fun way to make a big difference in a child's life. We're also enrolling youth K through 6th grade for our program. Contact Kayla Meyer at kayla@bigdefenders.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, the third set begins, and the Pioneers get the opening point on a nice hustle play with Jolene Wire finishing it off, and now a service ace by Lindsay Strohmeyer. Piers up 2-0 in the third. Lindsay, Sydney, Jolene, Jenna, Regan, and Alyssa starting. Ace right down the seam. Nobody touched it. Strohmeyer with the ace to make it 3-0. Service played by Paige Zier. Up ahead, tipped over, played by the Pioneers, and Wire with a nice play to get it over. Now Bonesack, and not over is Van Rissingham, and Piers up 4-0. This is the 15-point set, so Pioneers already down 2-0. There's a tough chance for Paige Zier, and the service ace again. Pioneers racing to a 5-0 lead here in the third. It is senior night, so between matches there will be a very brief ceremony. Here is Lindsay's serve. High floater to Paige Zier, ahead to Bonesack. Van Rissingham, dug nicely by Sydney Suska for Sedlowski, and And Alyssa with the kill. Alyssa Sedlovsky makes it 6-0. Service again for Lindsay Strohmeyer. Ooh, back row near the sideline played there by the Flyers. Over to Jolene Wire. Strohmeyer looks for a back row pass ahead to Bonesack. Sinclair in the middle, played by Lindsay. Sedlovsky has it blocked up front. Boy, a big block. That was a heck of a swing by Alyssa. But right there was Claire Van Rissingham. First point for the Flyers here in the third, 6-1. And now they will start their service with Jana Middendorf to Jolene Wire, Strohmeyer, and over and down for the kill for the Pioneers, Regan Wincher. The only freshman on the JV for the Pioneers gets the kill to make it 7-1. Here's Alyssa Sedlovsky serving. Paige Zier racing up to play at Bonesack and freeballed over by the Flyers. Saldana and the Pioneers unable to get it off the net. And it's 7-2. Paige Zier serving. Up in is Lizelle Schlangen for Sophia Sinclair. Played by Wire to Strohmeyer. And this will be flipped over by Jenna Hoheisel. From the right side, tapped over by the Flyers, and a winner for Saldana. And the Flyers have come back to make it 7-3. Michaela Smoody will replace Alyssa Sedlovsky. Alyssa will likely exit the bench and head to the locker room and change into the varsity uniform. Here now in the middle, and that is Jenna Hoheisel putting too much on her swing to make it 7-4, and now the Flyers on a scoring run. At the line to serve is their libero, Paige Zier. Over to Michaela Smoody to Strohmeyer, and Wincher hits long. Excuse me, yeah, that was Reagan Wincher, too long. 7-5, here come the Flyers. Again, a serve for Paige Zier. Boy, that's got some different sideways spin off her hand. Lindsay Strohmeyer pushes it back to Bonesack. Zier passes up front, knocked over by Van Rissingham. Now Lindsay. Hoheisel at a tough angle, got it off the block. Nice play, Jenna Hoheisel, the sophomore. And now we get into the Pioneer lineup, Madeline Gafke. 8-5, and serving will be Reagan Wincher. Here's Reagan serve, long, 8-6. And that'll bring Sydney Suska back in. Flyers bring in Emma Gertz to serve, replacing Van Rissingham. 8-6 Piers, third set, but down two sets. Michaela Smoody's pass up front for Strohmeyer. Gafke in the middle, tries to find the sideline, but missed it. Into the Flyer bench to my right. 8-7. Boy, after a 7-0 start, Flyers are now serving for a tie with Emma Gertz. And Emma finds Jolene Wire. Nice tip by Strohmeyer, but ready to cover that up was Bonesack. Back to Strohmeyer. Now here comes Jolene Wire, and it's tied up as she hit low and in the net. 8-8. Here comes Elena Rushlow for Jolene Wire. And it is service for the lead now. And it's Smoody, Suska, and Smoody somehow flips it back from deep. Played up to the net. And that one is sent just wide. A left side attack from Saldana. Missed it right in front of the line judge, Rachel Prisbilla. 9-8 with the serve for Jenna Hoheisel. Jenna goes to the middle back to Zier. And this is tapped across by Bonesack, and she found an opening for the kill. Didn't hit a lot, hit it hard, but right place. 9-9. Service again for Little Falls. This is Saldana for the lead. Short serve. Gafke down to play it. Up to the net for Hoheisel. Back to Gafke. Block back. Still alive. Tipped down and in by the Flyers, and they've got the lead with Schlangen. controlling the middle action that time. 10-9, Little Falls after a 7-0 Pierce start. And that serve will be into the net for an error. That'll make it 10-10. And now we'll get Kalia Olish into the Pioneer lineup for Lindsay Strohmeyer. And it'll be Rushlow serving. Zier sends it right back to Hoheisel. Gafke lines one up. Zier digs back row. Left side tipped across nicely by the Flyers' Middendorf. Pass back by Gafke, but we have a violation, and it is on the Flyers. I think going underneath the net across the line is the call. 11-10. Again, this is a set to 15, so we're close to being done here. Zier, and the Flyers kind of ran into each other. A little miscommunication that time between Gertz and Schlangen. They bumped shoulders, and nobody could get to the pass. 12-10 serve for Rushlow. That time, Gertz. Right side for Middendorf. Over to Suska. Ahead, and here comes Michaela Smoody. Back row, but long. ...12-11. Sinclair back in for Little Falls. And to serve is Lizelle Schlangen. 12-11 score. And into the net. Flyers give away a point. 13-11. And we now get Destiny Pekarski coming in, replacing Jenna Hoheisel. And at the service line is Madeline Gafke. 13-11 for the Pioneers here in the third. It is wide. The Pioneers give it back on the side out. 13-12. Suska back in, Gafke out. And to serve is Addison Bonesack. 13-12, Pioneers late in the third. Bonesack winds up with the left hand, sends a knuckleball down to play it nicely. It was Smoody. Right side, Pekarski looking for the line. She got it. Destiny makes it 14-12. Nice hit by Destiny Pekarski, the sophomore right side hitter that time. And Kalia Olish will try and serve out the set here at 14-12 as the pep band is ready to let her rip. Good serve up ahead. Bonesack tips to Olish. And everybody stands and watches it return to earth. 14-13, Olish's pass right in the middle of the court, and the other five girls just said, oh, that's a nice pass. Watched it bounce. And there is Pekarski playing the serve, middle for Olish. Smoody trying to finish the set. Good dig, Zier for Bonesack. Right side for Saldana. It is in! Saldana ties it at 14. We're going to go extra points here in the third set. As Little Falls with a good rally here to even things up. And now the serve is Jana Middendorf. Middendorf sends it across to Rushlow, ahead to Olish. Here comes Destiny Pekarski, played by Saldana up front. From the right side, Van Rissingham lets her rip, but played. Here comes the Pioneers' Hoheisel, tipped over, played by Pekarski. Destiny will get a free ball into the net, and it's set point for Little Falls at 15-14. And trying to finish off the comeback at the service line is Jana Middendorf. And Pekarski sends a serve right back to Zier. Up ahead, free ball at the net, tipped over Sinclair. Her momentum carried her across underneath, so it's 15-all. And now Michaela Smoody will serve at 15-15. Last match of the season. Nobody wants to leave. It's extra points. Suska to Olish in the middle and over by Wincher. Up is Saldana. Here's Pekarski setting Rushlow. Rushlow got it! Elena Rushlow makes it set point for the Pioneers. And now in for the Pioneers will be Adeline LeBlanc, replacing Elena Rushlow. 16-15, and Michaela Smoody will serve. And Paige Zier for Bonesack. And there it is, the winner for the JV as they win it 17-15 here in the third set. So Little Falls takes 2 out of 3 in the JV match tonight.
Hello, this is Jeff Check, the owner of Check Auto Body and Towing of Piers. Your vehicle is the second big investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. When you need repairs, make sure you work with the most trusted name in Central Minnesota. At Check Auto Body, the repairs we perform are covered with a lifetime guarantee on workmanship, labor, and paint. You can rest assured that when you get back on the road, your vehicle will be safe and returned back to pre-accident condition. Our 30-year mission has been to deliver only the best to our customers. We work with all insurance companies and will assist you through the process. If you're in an accident, choose a shop you can trust. Check Auto Body and Towing, Morrison County's largest body shop. Come check us out.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
And with that, the Pioneer JV volleyball season comes to a close, and I'm joined now by the JV coach, Jamie Strohmeyer. And coach, that's a wrap on 2021, a 2-1 loss to Little Falls, but let's kind of give a quick overview of what you saw from the JV girls here in this fall season.
You know, we came in with a lot of energy. We played some tough teams. We've got tough teams in our conference. Foley's strong, Albany's strong, Malacca's strong. We just couldn't get over the hump. We would win one set, couldn't seem to figure out how to win the second set or the third set. So,
all season long, and the kind of the approach from you as a coach was give one set of girls kind of the first set, next set of girls, you know, keep everybody involved. You don't want anybody sitting on the bench and kind of regretting their decision. Why did I come out? I could have gone out for tennis or run cross country or something. You want to keep the kids' interest at a young level.
I do. And, you know, the tough thing is as coaches in our staff, we talked about the number of girls we have in our program, and we're very proud of that.
Yep.
It's tough on a JV team to have 14 girls to get them in and for them to get that time on the court to improve.
It's a good news, bad news type situation.
Yep.
Biggest area improvement you saw from your team from day one to here tonight?
I have some great servers. I feel like we became stronger servers towards the end of the season, and I was able to call serves for them. So we're a great serving team. Sometimes at practice when we were serve receiving against each other, my servers were just hammering the ball, and we couldn't get up a serve receive, which is a good thing, but we need to practice it as well. So,
what areas do the girls need to work on to crack that varsity lineup for next year? I mean, we're going to see tonight a senior-heavy team here this year. There's some openings for next year.
There is. We are going to miss middles. We need our middles to step up. We need some aggressive play. We're going to be losing that. We're gaining, you know, 8 juniors for next year. So we need to see middles. We need to see block. We need to see some communication in the setter's position. So we got a lot to work on, but we'll get there.
Well, it was a joy to watch the girls develop as the season ran along, and thanks for joining me, Coach.
Thank you so much,
right,
Rick. Thanks for all your support.
That is JV Coach Jamie Strohmeyer. As Little Falls wins tonight, 2-1, as that ends the JV season. The varsity match is about to get started with the warm-ups as Piers takes on Little Falls. We'll do our final JV wrap-up right after this.
At the new Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers, the physical health and well-being of their patients is always their top priority. With a team of highly qualified professionals, they're committed to helping people of all ages overcome their physical ailments and improve the quality of life through better physical health and wellness. Are you suffering from muscle tension and pain, inflammation, and lack of mobility and strength? Do you have spinal issues such as pinched nerves, herniated discs, and sciatica? Or perhaps you're a high school, collegiate, or recreational athlete that requires treatment.
For Women, Dynamic Therapy and Wellness understands the sensitivity of pelvic floor issues and provides one-on-one care in a comfortable environment. To find out more about how Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can serve you, stop into their new building on Main Street in Piers or visit their website at dtwmn.com. Dr. Kelsey Meyer grew up in Piers and knows the community, which she's excited and eager to serve. Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers can be reached at 468-7199. That's Dynamic Therapy and Wellness in Piers.
Little Falls takes the JV match tonight, 2 sets to 1. 25-16, 25-10, and then the Pioneers wrap up their season. They'll leave the year knowing they won their last set. There's small victories, I guess, and a 17-15 win in the third set over the Little Falls Flyers. So it looks like the theme for the students tonight is country night. Boys and girls are dressed in cowboy hats, plaid shirts, blue jeans. The varsity girls came out riding the inflatable horse pogo sticks. The kids are having fun. That's always fun to see. It's Piers and Little Falls in varsity action. We'll have that for you at about 7:15 as they are counting down the clock. We're just under 17 minutes left to go. So, varsity volleyball, Piers Little Falls coming up on You Were There Sports.